Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about tips and tricks to get unstuck.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
I am such a fan of these kind of topics. One, because I think you and I have a lot of thoughts on a lot of things, and that's why people listen to the Startup Chat. And one thought I have is that everyone who's listening and can do it, because some of you are not able to do this yet, but you should do this later, go to brain.fm/startup chat. The reason for that is it's a service we partner with to be a sponsor of the podcast. It's a service both Stelly and I use. And it's one that we think you should check out no matter what. It's only $40 a year or $6 a month with our 20% discount. And it's going to actually give you music to help you either focus, relax, or sleep. And the reason I'm such a big proponent of it is because it works for me. And same with Stelly. He's told me it works for him. We primarily use the focus music, because, you know, we work and we want to focus. And I actually used the relax version a little bit ago once, and I found the music to be actually not even just relaxing. It just put me in a different mindset really quickly once I was ready to relax. So, you know, computer was off, I was on my phone, I used brain.fm on my phone, and that's what happened. So we do have sponsors now. And it's only sponsors whose products we really believe in. I know everybody says that, but I'm not kidding. Go to brain.fm/startup chat and just check it out. It's so inexpensive. It's basically the cheapest way I've found to focus and give me something that usually before I quit caffeine, I was doing with caffeine. And caffeine specifically coffee. I still drink tea, but I've actually even lowered my tea consumption more recently. And this is like almost like a shot of espresso when you turn it on and you start using it to focus. brain.fm/startup chat.
Beautiful. All right. So the how to get unstuck, right? Let's maybe go back and forth and share some of the tricks, tips, or some of our go-to methods to get unstuck whenever we get into a project, a task, or anything where we feel stuck. Anything that we're ever, like we're trying to accomplish something, we're trying to complete something, and in the middle, at the beginning, or just before the end, we feel stuck for whatever reason. I'll give you my first tip that comes to mind here. You know, to me, if it's something more complicated, if there's something that I've done for the very first time, so maybe part of me being stuck is that I just don't know how to do this, or it doesn't feel like familiar territory, or I'm not 100% confidence that the way I'm approaching this is right and I'm just fucking around too much. What I have found oftentimes is that, yeah, I want to do a little bit of online research and try to see if I can learn the basics and come up with a game plan of how to tackle this project or this task. But the other thing, if it's a really important one, is that I will reach out to two or three people that I know are awesome, that have done this type of thing before many times successfully. And I'll just ask them for 10 minutes of their time. I'll tell them, hey, here's what I'm trying to do. This is the project. This is the task. This is the responsibility I have. This is the way I'm thinking about tackling it. Give me feedback. Give me an idea. What are some things you wish you'd known? What are some pitfalls to avoid? And, you know, beyond the knowledge that I'm gaining from maybe doing three calls each 10 minutes with three friends or three people that I admire or that I respect, is the motivation, inspiration it gives me. Just talking to a bunch of smart people about the way they've done this before will put me in a much more excited, much more inspired mood, and it will raise my confidence level to go, you know what, maybe I've overthought this, maybe this isn't that complicated, or maybe, you know, when I talk to somebody and tell them, hey, I started working on this project in the middle, I just got stuck, I can't find the motivation, I can't find the clarity, how do I get over this? Just talking it, verbalizing and externalizing it oftentimes can help me. This is not something I do all the time, but when it's a really important project or something that's really impactful and I get stuck somewhere, I'll reach out and ask for help and just talk to a few smart people about it. And 9 out of 10 times, it'll help me.
Yeah, my number one way to get unstuck is take a quick nap, like a power nap, because I know that my thoughts really crystallize if I take a quick nap. Another thing is I go for a walk. Sometimes I'll just pace around my house. So I work from home quite a bit and I'll just pace around my house. Even sometimes it's even more effective than going outside for a walk. Part of it is the familiarity of my house. Like I could even tell you right now, I have a carpet. I don't know how we got this carpet that has like a bunch of circles in it, like around circles and different colors and they overlap. And I can't tell you how many times I remember those circles. Like I, right now, even the memory of those circles is coming back when I've tried to solve a problem I have in my head. I'm walking around. I have a counter in the kitchen. Sometimes my family will see me just walking around the counter. And there's something about this repetition that just gets it going for me. You know, and it's almost like I'm repeating some thought in my head. I'm stuck on it. So by going in circles somewhere, I'm sort of like getting it out of my head and like doing something repetitive in the physical world that's really helpful. So I do these really weird things, I would say, seemingly weird things to get unstuck. I think I really like your idea about talking to someone, an expert or someone. I generally will, there's like at least one or two people I'll call or just go talk to if I'm stuck. And those people are generally people who I feel very comfortable saying whatever to. And they're generally people who I have no friction with. So even if it's someone I work with, it's someone who almost like I could say whatever and they're not going to judge it. Or if it's a friend, it's a friend. I mean, I think friends don't want anything from you and don't want anything from each other. You know, that's like the version of that. And so I have some friends like that who like just tell me their deepest, darkest like thoughts and issues and, you know, all that. And when they're stuck, they'll definitely ping me and I do the same with them. So, you know, it's something where you are stuck and you probably don't have a way out, but there's a lot of different methods you can use. One final one I'll share just because we've been jamming on this is writing. Writing's really helpful to me. And I love writing on my phone. And so I'll just pick up my phone, open my notes app and just go. And that's been probably one of the easiest things I can do that doesn't bother anyone else either.
I love it. All right. So, you know, I heard this a long time ago. And this actually came from somebody that was talking about productivity, but he came much more from a kind of clinical psychotherapy background. And he came up with this great metaphor that when you are stuck with something, it's similar to like having paralysis. And when somebody has paralysis in some part of their body, let's say, it's not so much that the neurons are not firing, that like all the entire nervous system in their arm is saying nothing or saying pause. It's actually that it's firing stop, go, or left, right, left, right, left, right. So the neurons are firing on opposite ends all the time, which is what makes the arm not being able to move, for instance, right? So, and he used that as a metaphor for when we're stuck, it's not so much that we're just like pausing or stopping somewhere, it's that we're going back and forth between things, right? That is that creates the sensation and the phenomenal feeling of being stuck. And I love that because that then leads to one of the tips that I've learned from him or from that person that I heard this from, which is, you know, when you have a difficult time completing a task or getting unstuck from something, try to get into the flow and mode of getting things done. And he was even going so ridiculous of saying you could do the simplest things on earth, right? You could just even be like, okay, write down 10 tasks, even if they're bullshit tasks, like you have 4 books on your desk and you have a bookshelf. Putting the books in the bookshelf is one task. And then, you know, whatever, putting all the dirty laundry, you know, outside the room into the laundry room or something. It could be the smallest of things, folding my t-shirt, right? Just make a list of things and complete them, right? And this could be maybe smaller tasks. This is something that I like to do sometimes, just to ask myself, what are some super small tasks that I could complete at the first go? And how can I do that for like a 30-minute time frame or so? This is around, it needs around 30 minutes for me to really get into a state of completing things into the zone of flow. And so if I go and I complete a task, complete the next task, I complete the next task, I'm building momentum, I'm getting into a flow, and then I'll re-attack this bigger task or bigger project that I felt stuck in. Because oftentimes the sensation of the phenomenon of being stuck to me comes from I'm starting to work on this thing and then I distract myself with something else and then with something else and then I go back and forth and then there's three options of how I could finish this and I'm not sure. I'm thinking about all three options and then I get distracted again by something else. I'm just adding more and more distractions. I'm going more and more directions and that creates more and more tension in the body. So, which is another tip that I'll say. So one is, get into a state of completing things, even if it's small things, before you re-attack the bigger task. The other thing is, physical sensation is such a great way to reverse engineer this problem. A lot of times for many people, when they get stuck, it comes with a physical sensation. The physical sensation is tension, right? It means you might start breathing less and more shallow. You might be tensing up your body, your muscles, your posture might be changing. Those are all things that are happening unconsciously, but they are adding to that. If you're getting stuck in a task, I guarantee you your posture is not going to be great. Your breathing.